And Robbie. Morning, Robbie.
Morning, Stephen. How's it going?
Go ahead.
Stephen, I had a 14-year-old son of mine watching the news last night and asking me to explain to him what the argument was about in Belfast City Council, and I was nearly depressed to try and explain to him what those numpties up there are arguing over about. It's ridiculous. It's simple. Sinn Féin made a mistake last week. They should have quickly said, you know what, we made a mistake. Sorry, get the Uyghur or cadets, whatever awards you got. The DUP jumped on the bandwagon. Oh, let's crucify them now. We're going to keep at them until we get nailed on. You screwed out of the line. And it's just ridiculous what they're arguing over. Like, you know, the newsletter this morning, or the Irish News, I don't know which ones, get a picture of somebody lying in Belfast Street outside the City Hall. Rough, lying, sleeping.
That's the Irish News.
Well, whatever. The whole council should be sent out and made to sleep for a bloody week in the rough. It's a disgrace. It's an absolute joke. There's people struggling out here. I'm one of them. It's an absolute... I get so angry, it's unbelievable. But they're fighting, sitting there, so-called educated men up there.
Send a message to them. One part of the reason this program is on air, in my view, Robbie, is to empower people like you. I want you to have as loud, as powerful a voice as any politician on that hill. Send them a message.
You know, it's embarrassing. It's an absolute embarrassment in this day and age. If Muslim people want to put a sign up in City Hall saying Happy Christmas, if Pakistani people want to do it, if Irish, German, I don't care. Who cares anymore? We've had enough of it. It's an absolute joke. I'm trying to hold down a job. My wife's trying to hold down a job. We're struggling to pay a mortgage. We're struggling to pay diesel. We're struggling to pay everything. And these idiots up there arguing over the stupidest things. It's a joke. I'm fed up with. And you're Stephen, honestly, God, the programme. It's the same old stuff. It's depressing. And there's people, you said, people out there freezing. It's a joke.
So the question is, how does your view really get through to those...
Man said already, it's all about the vote score and the pegs and the prods. But believe me, there's a lot of people, especially the younger people now. Now they've got the chance to try and break this old cycle of crap that's been going on for 30 or 40 years. People in the council, the DUP and the Sinn Féin, it's ingrained in their heads and they're never going to change. We need young people to go on there and start showing a few things of, you know, like he had a chance last week to say, you know what, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. I will award a cadet the next time.
Well, he has apologised and Sinn Féin...
How long does it take him?
Sinn Féin on this programme today have said if it happens again, they'll hand over the award.
Stephen, it took him a week. And the DUP have been on the bandwagon ever since. And then now that Jim McVeigh said, right, we made a mistake, a fair play to him, he said, we'll do it the next time. Your man Reynolds, not good enough for him. He wants the mayor to say it. He wants the mayor's mother to come up and slap him on the backside in front of everybody, humiliate him, and say how much of a bad boy he was. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. They need to catch themselves on, grow up. Simple.
Thanks for your call this morning, Robbie. Thank you. 18 minutes to 10.